Here I am with Robert Height. Robert Height is the, what is your official title? President? No, you're not the president. You're the
CEO
of the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce, which shares Rockport, Gloucester, Essex, and Manchester. By the sea.
Correct.
By the sea. Robert, how long has your tenure been with the chamber so far?
January marked 1 year, so hitting about a year and a half now.
Year and a half. How's it been?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
Can't complain. A lot of good people.
A lot of good things happening, and we've got a lot of progression happening at the chamber. So
yeah, you do.
We're pleased with that.
Well, right now, big event, the Cape Ann Spring Restaurant Week. Oh, now I see the notice the spring in there. Is this happen twice a year?
Correct. We have one in the fall, and this year we added one in the spring based on feedback from our member restaurants.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. So the member restaurants wanted it, so it must be a successful thing. Now, why don't you explain the whole idea behind Restaurant Week?
The idea is to for us to work with our member restaurants to promote them. They offer two prefixed menus at two different prices, so they have the option of $25.13 or $33.13. They can offer one or both. And again, it's going to be an appetizer, entree, and dessert for that set price. It's a great way for folks in the community to go out and try a new restaurant, maybe go to a favorite restaurant. And really, I think it's a great way to kind of jumpstart our season. Now that the warmer weather is upon us, it's a great way to get people back into the restaurants, some of them that have not been open year-round. So again, it's a nice way for folks to experience what the restaurants have to offer, and the restaurants hopefully to attract a few new customers.
Wow, I'm looking at one right here. Seaport Grill for $25. It's one of the cheaper ones, too. $25.13. You can get a lobster cake or lobster bisque or side salad. So you get one lobster dish right there. Then you get the entree, decide between lobster scampi or lobster BLT or steamed or stuffed lobster. Baked stuffed lobster. So then, and then you have dessert, Key West lime pie, crazy coconut cake, or the peanut butter thing, which I've seen their desserts. Their desserts in the kitchen
Amazing. Are
ridiculous. $25.13 is bananas. So these restaurants actually offer fantastic deals, and deals that if you added up what it would cost to order these things individually, it would probably be at least a third to 50% more than what they're charging.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Yeah, Sherry's doing all lobster. We've got, the Franklin, Castle Manor Inn, Kayla's, Alchemy, The Landing, Lobster Land, Ohana, The Patio, Lat 43. So, I mean, we got some great choices for restaurants. This is its seventh year that we've been running Restaurant Week. We partner with Wicked Local to put the full page ad out there with all the menus. It's been going on social media, Facebook, and that sort of thing. So we're really pleased and hope that the restaurants have a successful week. And it started this past Sunday and goes through this Friday.
I'm noticing another one. Everybody loves the hanger steak at the Franklin. So the Franklin has their $25.13. You can get your local fish and potato chowder or mixed greens for your appetizer, entree, chef's choice daily chicken or grilled salmon, or the grilled hanger steak, which everybody freaks out about their hanger. I mean, I think I've gone, as long as that place has been open, I think at least two times a year I go in for the hanger steak. And for dessert, white chocolate and banana bread pudding or orange creme caramel. That is nuts. I mean, there are a bazillion things. So we won't be able to list them all on the blog, but the chamber has all the information you need at capeannchamber.com/RW for Restaurant Week.
Correct.
Yeah. What else is happening at the chamber? Don't you have the golf thing, or did that already happen?
We have our golf tournament coming up on Monday, May 6th. So we are just about 100 golfers. We're really excited. The weather's going to be perfect. The golf tournament really is a fundraiser for our scholarship program. So this event allows us to award scholarships to local high school students going into college. So we're really excited that the golf tournament, once again, will be another success. Great players coming out. And then we're right on the cusp of launching or hitting into our Small Business Week, where we'll recognize someone in each of the four communities and then tie it up with the Small Business Luncheon. And then the real big thing that I think, I don't know if you saw yesterday come out, we secured the Secretary of Education as a keynote speaker coming up in May. So that, I think, is a real win for us to have gotten the new Secretary of Education to come into the area to talk to us about, our higher education and his thoughts and views and connect with us here locally.
Where is that going to be?
It's going to be at Woodman's on May 15th.
May 15th. So like almost like you guys are busy at the Chamber. It's like every week there's something big, some big event happening.
And every week there's something going on.
People that don't recognize all the things that the Chamber do, they got to have their head up their ass, because it's like there is so much happening. Like, and right now this is the time to, but this particular week is the time to take advantage of Restaurant Week, April 28th to May 3rd. We're going to put we're going to bump Donna Artizzone, as you're listening to this, you're getting bumped for Robert Hype. Because it's timely. It's a time thing. Donna's going to go tomorrow.
But just so you know, Donna, we still love you at the Chamber.
Who doesn't love Donna? Who does not love Donna Artizzone? I mean, she is a happy sprite. We're lucky to have her on the blog. But there's, okay, so I'm going to go through the list again slowly. Alchemy, The Landing in Manchester, Callas, Lobster Land, Sea Glass Restaurant at the Castle Manor Inn. I've never eaten there. That would be a good opportunity for me to go in there.
Laura Baker took that over about a year ago. She has some great stuff.
She doesn't stop. Sherry's Place at Cruiseport, Ohana. Ohana, to be able to eat at Ohana for $33.13, this awesome. Is your best opportunity to eat at Ohana, because it's the food there is everything's a work of art, but it's not exactly the cheapest place in town, so that would be a great time to go to Ohana. And rediscover it after they've been closed all winter. The Franklin Cape Ann, Lap 43, and the patio. Mark McDonough, he always steps up, doesn't he?
He sure does. He's a great supporter, I think, of not just the Chamber, but many causes throughout the community.
He sure is. Let's talk about, now that we got all the official business out of the way, let's talk about Gloucester. What discoveries have you had since you've been here that have been really pleasant surprises, that maybe when you came you had certain preconceived notions, but you're like, wow, that is pretty cool. I'm pretty lucky to be here right now.
I think one, the people that make up the city, you know, they're by and large, there's some really good folks. They have their hearts in the right place. They're really focused on what's right for the locally owned and independently operated business. So coming from a little bit different size community, that's a refreshing feeling when someone's focused on, you know, helping their neighboring business succeed. I think that's been a pleasant surprise. The other part I would say is the landscape, the beauty of the area. I think it's very natural in its state. And I think that's something that not everybody appreciates. So when you kind of see that in its kind of natural environment and protected in that way, I think that's really interesting to have been able to take advantage of.
I'm going to give you a couple questions. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Okay,
right here.
Sure.
You are on death row. You have one choice and I'll give you a couple different scenarios.
All right.
Death row, last meal, one sub. From Gloucester. Do you know what a sub is?
Yes.
Submarine sandwich. Okay. What is it going to be?
The actual, like, contents of it, or?
From where? Where are you going to get the order? What sub? Do you not eat subs?
What location would I choose it from?
Which particular sandwich and from which place it would be?
Virgilio's.
Which one?
So probably the St. Joseph.
Wow. That's spoken like an old school blog, like you grew up here. Like, you know what I mean? You got out of church. That's fantastic. Okay. Very good. Okay. Same scenario. Death row.
All right.
Last meal. Outfit, you know, you get to go out for dinner. Where's it going to be? And what meal?
Gosh, there's a lot of great choices. Well, it's definitely going to have to be lobster. And I'm also sitting with, you know, a lobster man himself. So definitely have to be lobster. And probably over to Sherry's Place at Seaport.
How would you have it? Boiled, or would you have it baked stuffed? What would you do?
Really, they're both. You know, I like both. Probably boiled.
Boiled lobster. Traditional. You go traditional.
Traditional.
You're on your way out, and you're just going buttered up lobster.
Absolutely.
That's your move.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, there you go. There's Robert. Okay, and give me one. Here's a one. And this is nothing to do with a business. It can't be a paid-for business. But someone comes here from out of town, what activity, a non-business related activity, would you say, where should they visit if they come into town?
We get so many of those, Joey, that, you know, we answer that question probably 100 times a day in the season. Mm. You know, naturally, whale watching comes to mind first.
That's because business. No.
Most people do come there for that. Yeah. I think, again, so you look at, aside from, like you said, the business, I think it's enjoying, you know, some of the beaches, some of the hidden gems around where they can kind of walk and kind of, again, see that rugged natural landscape and kind of
take Halibut it in. Point. Have you been Halibut to Halibut Point?
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that's a great thing, Dogtown Park. I think there are some natural gems there that they can go to that's not necessarily going to cost them a dollar, but they have kind of a lasting memory of our area to take back, aside from kind of the paid things that you can do.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Is there anything you'd like to add on, as we wrap up?
No, I just want to say, you know, thanks to you. Thanks to Good Morning Gloucester for all their support since I've arrived. And, you know, we definitely look forward to a great year at the Chamber. And, you know, for anybody that's out there, if they have thoughts or questions or concerns as it relates to the Chamber, our door is open. We're a phone call away. And, you know, we welcome the opportunity to visit with them and help them to understand what the Chamber is up to, what we're doing. Or if there's something they're maybe not happy with about that has happened, you know, definitely have a conversation with that as well.
There you go. All right, and we're going to wrap up. I'm going to have you go through the dates of the upcoming events, you know, just the names of the events and the dates.
Sure.
Right now is
Restaurant Week is Sunday, this past Sunday through May 3rd. We have coming up on May 15th, we have the Secretary of Education going to speak. Also on May 15th, our after hours at Hammond Castle, which should be a great event. May 22nd will be Ladies Night Out with a fashion show over the Castle Manor Inn. And of course, our golf tournament, which is this upcoming Monday, May 6th, out at Bass Rocks Golf Club.
Robert, thanks for coming down. I know you're a busy man. We appreciate you coming.
Thanks, Joey. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.